This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a world report recorded on Friday, April 21st, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, Labour tells the IMF and World Bank to stop their job-killing austerity policies. International union activists support auto workers in the American South. The world's digital workplaces are dominated by only six corporations. And the Labour Start report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labour. Two of the financial institutions which greatly influence economic strategies and labor policies in the world are meeting this week. Radio Labour's senior correspondent Seemarie Ainsborough reports.
The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, and the World Bank are holding their spring 2017 meetings in Washington this week, and the labor movement is calling on them to end their support for government austerity measures. The IMF is a global organization with 189 nations as members. Because of its role to help regulate financial crises, it is enormously influential. The World Bank is also extremely influential because it lends money to developing countries. The labor movement is calling on the two organizations to stop their support for deregulation and attacks on social protection programs. Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, said rolling back regulations and taxed finance social protection are false solutions for addressing the problems of working people, and will, in fact, worsen income inequality. Ms. Burrow objects to the IMF's promotion of labor market deregulation in countries because they lead to a decline of standards such as minimum wages, job protection, and access to collective bargaining. While the IMF has announced its willingness to address women's economic empowerment, social inequality, and climate change, Ms. Burrow said serious progress cannot take place if the dominant message is about austerity and deregulation. The IMF and World Bank meetings are taking place in Washington, April 21st to 23rd. This is Seemarie Ainsborough, reporting for Radio Labour.
The newly forming digital world of work is being dominated by only six corporations, and this has serious consequences for working people. That was the message passed on by Philip Jennings to a meeting of the International Labour Organization recently. Mr. Jennings is the General Secretary of the Global Union, UNI. UNI represents 20 million workers and more than 900 labour unions around the world.
If you look at the way economic power is distributed today, we have never had this level of concentration of economic and business power over a new raw material, data. Six companies govern this data universe. Six companies have the channels, the bridges, the power. They set the new rules of the game. This is nothing about a disintegration of economic and business power. It's a consolidation of it. It's a concentration of it. So those basic rules that applied about the danger of concentration, the danger of abuse, still apply. Now, please, we organize people in the new areas of work. Don't think for a minute that the trade union movement can't represent freelance workers. The most highly organized part of the American economy today, given the public sector still 37%, is in the field of the creative and media industry. We have the most creative people, the writers, the film directors, the actors, the musicians, the technicians, all those people in the digital world, yes, self-employed, but within a framework of fairness and justice to maintain standards. There's a growth in self-employment, yes, but in the world of part-time work and temporary agency, this House showed its relevance with an ILO convention, a convention which set the rules of the game about licensing, about fair play, about registration, and about paying the rates for the game. Also, a history lesson on the trade union side. Before there were factories, there were tradesmen, there were masons, there were skilled tradespeople, itinerant workers. That's where the labor movement started. And that's where they formed collectives. There are ways and tools that we can use. What was the best economic period that we can talk about? Post-war, because we had labor market institutions. We had a sense of responsibility in the business community that we were in this together. No one is saying that wealth is not going to be created. I haven't heard one comment that the wealth is not being recreated. Deloitte's had just put a report out saying there's going to be $2, $4, $5 trillion added to the world economy. That takes us back to the question of distribution, and that's where we fit in.
When workers are trying to get their union recognized, it helps to have a lot of friends from around the world. That was the message auto workers in the southern United States received recently. C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
The international labor movement is showing its support for workers at a Volkswagen plant in the U.S. state of Tennessee. Union activists from seven countries visited the plant in the city of Chattanooga. They came from Poland, Germany, the U.K., Brazil, Mexico, South Africa, and Switzerland. Volkswagen management is refusing to negotiate with the local union of the United Auto Workers, the UAW, despite being told to do so by the National Labor Relations Board. The bid to have the union recognized by VW started in 2015, when more than 70% of the skilled trade workers at the plant voted to join the UAW Local 42. The local union, despite not being recognized by management, is still recruiting new members. Workers at the plant complain of safety problems, constant shift changes so employees are unable to plan their lives, and forced overtime adding to up to 11 hours a day for 13 days in a row. The visit by the union activists from around the world was coordinated by the global union Industrial. Industrial represents 50 million workers in 140 countries who are employed in mining, energy, and manufacturing sectors. Walter Sanchez, the general secretary of Industrial, said that Volkswagen's refusal to recognize the union is illegal and violates the global framework agreement it signed with Industrial in 2002. The agreement calls on Volkswagen to respect the rights of workers to join unions and negotiate their wages and working conditions. Gary Castile, the National Secretary Treasurer of the UAW, told the media, "The United Auto Workers will continue to seek dialogue with VW in an attempt to get the company to end its union busting in Chattanooga and enter into negotiations for a first collective bargaining agreement with UAW Local 42. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the up to 300 news stories added to our site each day last week. Our top stories section included links to news about the ongoing attack on trade unions in Turkey, an important miners' strike for basic workplace rights in Peru, and American retail workers' organizing efforts in the e-commerce era. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. South African public transport workers were parked by the roadside to back their demand for a wage increase, while preschool workers in the same country walked out to protest their unpaid wages. Air traffic controllers in the Bahamas called in sick for a day just prior to Easter to protest the lack of progress in wage negotiations. Indian sugar mill workers were protesting wage theft and shot at by police. 24 were wounded. Bus drivers were also on strike for a wage increase in India, while in Ireland, a driver's strike against employer rollbacks ended after the intervention of the labor court. The national general strike in French Guiana continued as major roads were barricaded, and British auto assembly workers walked in a dispute over pensions. Our top working women stories included coverage of the Nepali Union operation that rescued two abused migrant women workers in Saudi Arabia, an equal pay victory by a union in New Zealand, and safety initiatives by domestic workers in Egypt. The health and safety newswire we run in cooperation with Hazards magazine carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the experiments conducted on Canadian miners that were supposed to reduce lung damage and which have instead resulted in hundreds of early deaths. A report detailing how the over 2,000 Turkish workers who died while at work last year were the victims of preventable circumstances, and the dangers of being a palm oil plantation worker in Indonesia. Currently, Labor Start is running 9 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.